This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today and we're in Atlanta as part of the PHP Architects CodeWorks 12 tour. And my guest today, when I started talking to Chris Sprunk, one of the organizers of PHP Atlanta, I said, we're going to be doing some recording here in town for Voices of the Elephant. And he says, you've got to interview Moses. So I said, okay, great. So Moses, we are glad to have you here. Now, I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce your last name. I'm going to let you pronounce it for people. So tell us your name.
Yes, last name is Ngone. First name is Moses, which works. And it's been butchered a couple of times. Well, plenty of times. So that is nothing that I'm new to.
Well, I'm glad. Okay, let's, I tell you what, let's dive right in. Question number one, tell us, for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about you, what you do, and how you got started in PHP.
Yes, I am a PHP developer, a senior software engineer at Sharecare.
Okay.
Some of you who don't know Sharecare, and you have kids, or you're married, and you watch opera, that's Dr. Oz. For everybody else, just look it up. But it's a healthcare company that's here in town, and they're doing some really wonderful things with PHP, and I'm really glad to be a part of them. As for why I started off with PHP, I can say I started off in college. Some of the guys who are also active in the community, Joey, who did a presentation today, we all started off in college together, took class in web. For me, I was an e-commerce class, and I was hooked. So we worked in the same company. I've been doing web development for about 9 years as of today, well, as of now. And yes, that's my PHP story. Joined Atlanta PHP close to about five years ago. And I can say, Atlanta PHP has been a huge factor in terms of my skills and me learning and the networking, and the community has been really great in bringing more knowledge and getting the community more involved in PHP.
So, oh, excellent. Now, you and I met, I think, the first time I spoke at PHP Atlanta about 5 years ago. So
yes.
You probably hadn't been a member too long when I spoke there. And it's a miracle that you even kept coming back after that. So, but, okay. Now, you mentioned you and Joey Riviera, who either has been on the podcast or will be a future guest on the podcast, depending on where this one falls in the lineup. You and Joey went to the same school. Did you study programming, and is computer science your degree?
Yes, information systems. Started off with computer science. Chemistry and physics were not really my forte, so information systems seemed like a better choice or alternative. And then, but slowly by slowly, I figured out, I wanted to do stuff that had to do with the web. We started working at the same place in technical support, but then a really small company that fostered college students, so all of us started as interns, really lower jobs. And then as things got bigger and they needed more talent to do the web development, they actually, hey, guys, do you know anything to do with the web? Are you interested? And we started on, and from there it's history. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's how we've grown. And Joey was more on the more technical action script, and I was more on the designer end. But there was no one doing the actual PHP, since that was a bit underrated, if I can say that. But over the years, it's become the core of what we actually do.
Better than my
skill sets, and growth
and knowledge. Do you and Joey still work together?
Actually, it's a funny story, because we left that particular company independently due to, you know, acquisitions and mergers and stuff like that. So I left, went out 6 months. 6 months later, I got, hey, Moses, you want to come back and do some more PHP? And I did. A couple of months later, a few mergers and acquisitions, and Joey left, and some of the other developers too. And then 1.5 years later, hey, Joey, you want to come back and do some more PHP stuff? So until a year ago, where I actually did leave again, and as of 2 weeks from now, I will actually be joining them again to do some more PHP work, which is pretty cool.
It is awesome.
So we've had this circular motion where, you know, the company is a really great company. We all love working for it. At different times, you know, again, due to mergers, acquisitions, opportunities somewhere else, but we still end up working for that same core group of developers, which is a wonderful thing.
Well, that is great.
Yes.
Let's take a minute and talk about our sponsor, Engine Yard. I mentioned we're on the CodeWorks tour, and as we speak right now, my good friend Davey Shafik is actually up speaking about different things, but one of the things he's talking about is Engine Yard and their platform Orchestra, which is their PHP platform. And the really cool thing about being on the road with somebody like Davey is I get to hear all the cool things that they've got coming. And I was sitting there earlier talking to him, and he's like, yeah, we've got this plan and we got this plan, and, you know, this has actually been released, but we can't tell anybody about it yet, and unfortunately I can't tell you what the specifics were. But he's got a whole long list of things that are coming in Orchestra that are actually either deployed but nobody knows about it or about to be deployed that are really going to enhance an already spectacular platform. So if you're doing PHP and you're doing, you know, if you're deploying your application to the wide web, then you need to look at something like Orchestra. Orchestra is a great platform. You don't have to worry about the scaling. You don't have to worry about managing the software or anything. You just do what you do best, which is write cool software. They handle everything out. Visit them at engineyard.com/orchestra. They have a free product. Go sign up and take your pet project and load it on their free service and just poke around and see if it's something you're interested in. But we appreciate everything Engine Yard does for us, and we appreciate the fact that they're sponsoring us this year. So, back to you, Moses.
Yes.
Question number two. You've been involved in PHP for a while now, and you've been involved in the Atlanta PHP group for about 5 years. Talk to us about the Atlanta PHP group and the Atlanta, the wide area Atlanta web community. I mean, I've interviewed the organizers of Atlanta PHP, and I know how the internal works, but from a member perspective, what do you like about it? What do you dislike? Why do you keep going back each month?
Well, actually, I think that the thing that actually brought me to Atlanta PHP and has kept me going was the fact that the very first meeting we showed up, everybody was very open, and it was very enlightening in terms of you could ask a question and all of the people who were actually doing the presentations would have ways in which to answer your questions, very open. Of course, after that, we all ended up going out, have, you know, a beer, and, you know, the relationships started that way. The folks who run the Atlanta PHP now, Chris and Kevin and Nick, those are folks, actually, apart from Kevin and Chris, you know, Nick, we actually probably started going to Atlanta PHP the same day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've all come to appreciate the camaraderie, the knowledge that we've come to gain from Atlanta PHP. The other thing was the fact that it allowed for, you know, some of us who are 9-to-5 developers, you know, we went to work, came out, and the only reason why we are looking for a meetup is, hey, let's see who else around here does PHP, and maybe we can see about things people are doing that we think we should be doing. That in itself was, you know, an eye-opener in terms of, hey, we found some other guys who are in town who are working on way cooler stuff that we're actually doing. But even what was amazing is the fact that we were doing what they were doing, only that we did not know about it. So that gave us, you know, the confidence to actually go back to our respective jobs and implement some of the things that we thought were cool and were better. And even the opportunity to speak, it made us, you know, learn that, hey, since we are doing all these things and everybody else who is speaking about it is also doing the same things, I have something that I can show off, or I can come bring back to the community and get feedback on. and valid feedback, you know, less, you know, there's no a whole lot of, I don't say criticism, but positive criticism.
Yeah,
so
no, I see what you're
saying. Alana PHP has been a really good environment and stepping stone in terms of meeting people who are really, really talented, getting to go to wonderful conferences like PHP Tech,
mm-hmm.
which I can say was my very first major conference,
mm-hmm.
and got to meet one-on-one with folks who are actually writing the code we're running. You know, I give an example of one of them where we went in and half the conference we spent troubleshooting things we were doing for PHP on Microsoft, brand new Microsoft servers, and the guys who actually wrote the code for IIS were there.
Mm.
So we got hands-on troubleshooting while at the conference. So the PHP community has been, even though not very visible from outside of the core group coming,
mm-hmm.
You'll find that a whole lot of people come to the user group, still dedicated, the same guys who've been coming. A whole lot more people have joined, very knowledgeable, very talented, and a very open, you know, I mean, true meaning of community over the Lana PHP user group.
Yeah, they're one of the shining stars. Usually when anybody talks to me about I want to start a user group, the first thing I do is I point them to Chris, Kevin, and Nick. I said, you go talk to these guys, you figure out what they're doing right, and then that's what you do, because they really are. We've got a handful of very talented user groups, or very growing user groups out there, and Atlanta is one of them, and they're really doing, you guys are really doing great. Okay, third, final question. We've talked about the Atlanta group, okay?
Yes.
But Southeast-wide, I mean, you and I both here in the Southeast United States. How do you see the market for PHP developers?
Well, I can say that being somebody, well, having worked full-time for a really long time and then deciding last year that I actually wanted to venture out and work for myself is, I haven't had a lack of opportunities here in the South, and working for wonderful companies, working for clients, a whole lot of clients coming through. I think I count myself very lucky to be actually doing PHP, because people are doing really, really cool things. You know, some of the folks even with small firms and companies like Epic Labs. I don't know if you're familiar with Epic Labs. The local guys here, Nick is the president of Epic Labs. There's some things they've been doing with PHP with most of the local companies here in town. And talent is there, opportunities are there. I would say if you're looking for, you know, some Southern hospitality with a good mix of PHP, wonderful beer, Alana is a place to be. Alana PHP is a group that you need to join.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. Well, Moses, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me about, or talk to all of us, about your experience with the Atlanta PHP group. And thank you for being part of the community, because, you know, we're only as strong as the members out there. And it takes all of us showing up each month and participating. And, you know, you said people are always willing to answer questions. Well, the other side of that is, you know, you've got to be willing to answer questions. So
yes.
Thanks for showing up and being a part, an active part of the community.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, it's also, you know, I would say thank you to the guys like you, the core group of PHP guys, or the community who,
mm-hmm.
you know, keep doing this. You know, I know for a fact that there are many people who look up to, you know, you, Elizabeth, and the band, and, you know, Ed,
mm-hmm.
folks that you've come to meet that make a great impact. I can't name all of them, although I can say, you know, it's pretty cool, and it's pretty nice to be actually interact one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
being able to go to a conference and meet these people and get to learn a whole lot, and also be able to contribute back. You know, I think that in itself is, again, primary definition of community.
It's one of the strengths of of PHP, the language,
yes.
Is the community.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.